unprecedented federal raid. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. FBI agents seizing documents from the home of former President Trump yesterday.
FBI agents even brought a safe cracker and opened a relatively new safe in Mar-a-Lago. The source says that safe was new and there was, quote, nothing in it. A source familiar with the situation also tells Fox News that FBI agents went through every single office, safe, and grabbed documents without going through them on the Mar-a-Lago property, instead taking the documents and boxes to go through later.
Fox's Matt Finn. Sources tell Fox News the raid was about documents which Mr. Trump kept when he left the White House. Eric Trump telling Fox's Hannity the former president allowed FBI agents to review those documents months ago. The former president in a statement saying this is corrupt at a level not seen before. His daughter-in-law Lara Trump telling Fox's Tucker Carlson tonight.
This is very scary. There is a trend. Never before used statutes used in a fashion to go after who? Political enemies, Donald Trump's national security advisor, Donald Trump's campaign manager, and then the president, former president of the United States himself. Wow. They say banana republic. I think it's an understatement because it really feels like we are there and beyond.
Neither the FBI nor the Justice Department commenting. The White House says they were not told of the raid in advance. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he's seen enough. And in a statement says when Republicans take back the House, they will conduct immediate oversight of the Justice Department, adding Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. During flood-ravaged eastern Kentucky yesterday, President Biden pledging to rebuild the area better than it was before the floods.
The bad news for you is I'm coming back because I want to see it.
Today, the president will sign the CHIPS Act to incentivize domestic computer chip production. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
China's aggression toward Taiwan continues.
This was supposed to have stopped Sunday, but China decided to carry on its extensive military exercises around and over Taiwan, leaving people wondering what Beijing's endgame is, as China all but simulates an invasion of the self-governing democracy. It has been days of unprecedented shows of live fire forced by China's People's Liberation Army. For the first time, missiles fired over Taiwan and an effective blockade. All of this in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the island nation last week.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. Several Chinese warships are still sailing near and in a few cases over the median line of the Taiwan Strait, China ignoring calls to calm the tensions. Despite earlier reports that she was in stable condition, TMZ now reports that actress Anne Heche is critical and in a coma, having suffered significant lung injuries in Friday's crash into a home in southern California. The government of Australia will offer the family of singer Olivia Newton-John a state funeral in recognition of her dedication to cancer research. She'd been raised in Melbourne. Following a 30-year battle with breast cancer, Olivia Newton-John died yesterday at the age of 73. Persistence pays off for a Virginia lottery player.
Malcolm Meredith of Manassas bought a ticket for the May 20th Mega Millions drawing. After the drawing, the Virginia Lottery says Meredith showed it to someone who told him it wasn't a winner, but he matched the first five numbers. After showing someone else his ticket, he realized it was a winner. After taking it to the lottery's Northern Virginia Customer Service Center, he found out he won $1 million. He was the only person in the U.S. to match the first five numbers. The Harris Teeter supermarket, where he bought the ticket, will also get $10,000. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.